This is Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate you being here. Our guest today is Mark Wallace. Mark is with Grand Brook, and we're going to find out what that is in just a moment. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello. Good to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that we could talk to you today. We're going to talk a little bit about memory care and your amazing facilities that are Grand Brook.
Yes. Grand Brook is a memory care community. We are relatively new to the Indy area, but we're excited to be here.
So the founders started this 35 years ago. So you guys have been around for a while.
We have, yes. Yes, we have. We are new to the Indy area. Our owners and our corporate office is located in Texas. So,
well, it's interesting. Yeah, I noticed Texas, Arkansas, and Indiana. What made them pick Indiana?
Well, they
to branch out.
They have some connections here to the Indiana area, and they saw that what they offer in terms of memory care and dementia care that isn't really offered here very much in the Indianapolis area. So they saw this as an opportunity to bring their care model to this area.
What is their care model? What would you say if you had to describe it?
Well, Grand Brook specializes in memory care and dementia care. All we do is memory care. We don't do assisted living or independent living. We're not a nursing facility. We are a freestanding, self-contained, dedicated memory care.
And that is unique to our area. You're absolutely right. We don't
Don't really have that option as much here in this area. So really, every single person that works here is dedicated and trained to providing care to those with memory loss. We have pretty extensive training during the orientation for all of our staff that they have to go through to help them understand the dementia process, as well as how to give the best care and engage our residents in the most effective way.
And I would imagine, and we've talked on this show many times about memory loss, dementia, what falls under that umbrella, and there are ways to measure and determine if a patient should be in memory care. How do you all determine if a patient should be in do you call them patients or clients, or what do you call them?
We consider them residents.
Residents,
because
I live there.
Because they are, Grand Brook is a home.
Yep.
First and foremost, we are a home for our residents. We are privileged to work in their home, but this is their place. This is where they live.
Okay.
So we are equipped and designed to care for anybody with a diagnosis of dementia, Alzheimer's, and there's many types of dementia.
Right.
So we are, that's the first thing we look at when we meet with the family, and we, and doing the inquiry is there a degree of memory loss? Because that's what we are really set up to care for. So whether it be someone with mild memory loss or someone with fairly advanced dementia, we are able to take care of them in this environment.
Okay, that's really good to know. I notice on your website there are three different locations in Indiana. You want to kind of talk to that a minute?
Yes, absolutely. We have three locations here in the area. The great thing about it is all three of our locations have the same floor plans and the same design. So really we offer the same product, but just in a different area of town. We have a location in Fishers that's been open since October, so coming up, coming close to our one-year anniversary for our Fishers location.
Oh, wow.
I am located in our Zionsville community, which is celebrating our grand opening actually on Thursday, August 1st.
What?
So we are brand new and already have a few residents in-house. And then our Greenwood location in near the Center Grove area should be up and running probably within about 30 days or so.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Fishers has been there a while. Zionsville's open house is August 1st, although you've been there and have residents already. And then Greenwood's is coming soon. Coming soon attraction. Oh, that's really interesting. So I'm noticing on the website as it talks about the history that this is a generational family. It started you know, from a family that needed to find memory care for one of their family members. It looks like that from what I'm reading. It says that pass down the traditions of faith, family, love, and caring for others, understanding firsthand how difficult this time can be and how important it is to find a trustworthy memory care community for loved ones.
That's true. And that's one of the great things about Grand Brook is we truly are a family-owned company. I know you were reading about the Anderson family who owns Grand Brook.
Okay.
And they're still very much involved in the day-to-day operations of our communities. There are 8 Grand Brook communities.
Okay, total.
So we by no means are a large company, and our owners want to keep it that way because they really believe in providing very compassionate and very personalized care, and really, it really is a family affair for the Anderson family, because our founder, Jane, is a nurse, and her daughter is also a nurse who's in charge of operations for Grand Brook.
Okay.
So there's a lot of family involvement.
That's good.
You know, from the very top.
So if someone is listening, they've got a family member, perhaps with dementia, with that needs some memory care or whatever stage it is, mm-hmm. What should someone who's doing this for the first time, what should somebody look for in a memory care community?
What they should look for is how do you feel? First of all, definitely you want to go and look at a couple of options. And how do you feel when you walk in the door? And is this a place that you feel your loved one would feel comfortable? And then look at things like what type of training does the caregiving staff have with regards to dementia care and understanding memory loss and the disease process? And those are important questions to ask. Are you licensed? Because a licensed community is able to typically take care of more clinical needs, and many times be able to take care of a resident longer as that disease progresses and as their needs change.
Yeah, and I think there are some people that just think expensive is best because it's expensive, but that's not necessarily the case, is it? And I don't know what your price point is, but I think some people do believe that.
Well, I think it is important to look at the financial piece, and memory care. It is not inexpensive,
right.
But when you look at the resources that are available, and our staff would be more than happy to help sit down and work with the family to help figure out what their resources are and get a plan in place to make sure that the decision they make is the right decision for their loved one. And that's our goal, is first and foremost to be a resource for our families, for the families that come to us for information, not knowing where to turn. We're here to help them and help them steer them in the right direction, and most importantly, empower them with the information they need to best advocate for their loved one.
Well said. Well said. Do you all, we're talking to Mark Wallace of Grand Brook. It's a memory care facility. They have 3 here in the Indianapolis area. The one in Greenwood opening soon. In Zionsville, the open house August 1st, and then one in Fishers that's been open coming up on a year now. So I imagine since all you deal with is memory care, does your community, do they keep up with relevant research in that memory care area? Yeah. Oh, good.
We do. That's something that's very important to us is continuing education and continual training of our staff, from our director to every caregiver to every person that works in this building, is making sure they understand some of the newest trends and also understanding what the new research is coming out with regards to memory loss, with regards to Alzheimer's disease. So we want to be able to provide that information to our staff and also and give that information to our families as well, so they understand about this disease process and what their loved one is going through.
And I'm sure that some of this research does change year to year, because there's a lot of people that are very interested in it. Our communities are aging. We have a lot of baby boomers, if you will, or those over 50 that are living longer with the healthcare, et cetera. So I can see how this would be important.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
And it sounds like you all kind of go that extra mile because you can specifically focus on memory care.
Yes, we do. That you know, we focus on it, and we're able to really go that extra mile. And being as small a small community focusing specifically on memory care, we really can deliver truly person-centered care and really take the needs and the expectations and the desires of each of our residents into account, which you really aren't able to get at larger communities because we have the staff are here to take care of a small number of residents, and we can really dive in and make sure that each individual need of those residents is taken into account, whether in regards to their habits, their likes, their dislikes, their favorite foods, their favorite activities. What's important to them is important to us.
I love it. We only have a couple more minutes, but adding to that, do you have like walking paths, and do you have specific menus catered to those likes and wants?
We do. I know you mentioned outdoor paths. We have a beautiful enclosed courtyard. Actually, our community surrounds a central courtyard, so there's multiple outdoor areas for our residents to enjoy and get out and enjoy the weather. Our activities director is already taking our residents out pretty much on a daily basis, weather permitting, for activities, and they've already enjoyed meals out on our patio. Outdoor engagement is something that we take very seriously, and if that's something that is really important to our residents, then it's going to be important to us.
Yeah.
And our dining program, which is very important, is family-style dining. We have an open concept kitchen, so our residents can actually participate and really engage with our chef as they are preparing meals, and it's family-style dining, so our
That's
staff
different.
Actually sits with the residents and eats with them to engage them in conversation and provide additional stimulation. As you know, mealtime's an important part of our lives.
Oh yeah, eating always food. So I'm looking at the website grandbrook.com, just how it sounds, grandbrook.com, and you can take a virtual tour through the community.
You can, yes. You can get information on all of our communities, and there's a lot of great photographs and information about them on our website. You're definitely welcome to go there, and would definitely encourage you to anyone to come for a visit.
Beautiful.
You can see firsthand what we offer.
So maybe the first resource would be the website, grandbrook.com. They could reach out to you at the Zionsville location. Or if they're more interested, the Fishers or the Greenwood, they could get some more information probably through you, I'm thinking. So the best way to reach you would be, is that okay to give out personal emails or numbers? Or
you can reach me of course, here through the website. And
yeah,
also you can call me directly. My number, 317-605-4444.
Okay, easy enough, 317-605-4444. Again, we're talking with Mark Wallace. He's with Grand Brook. There are three facilities that are local in the local Indianapolis area, and they deal with memory care only. I believe those are the only facilities in the area that are memory care only. Am I right or wrong?
There's one other one.
One other one, okay, all right. You don't have to mention it. But yeah, they're not very many. It's specialized. If that's your need, this is specialty care. So
exactly.
Yeah.
That you said it, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly. We are specialized care for folks that have special needs with their memory loss.
Awesome.
That's
very
exactly
good.
What we do.
We thank you for your time. Thanks for being on Lifestyle Indie Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. And you are listening to Freedom 95. Our guest has been Mark Wallace with Grand Brook. Don't forget to visit them at grandbrook.com.
You're listening to Lifestyle Indie with Julie Patterson.
All right. Thank you for tuning in today. We appreciate you as a listener. Our guest for this segment is Joe Adams. Joe Adams is with Loved One. Think of the word loved and then add the number one to it. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Well, thanks, Julie.
So let's learn about what Loved One is for those who have never heard of it before. How did Loved One get started, and what is it?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Every member of the Loved One team either has or has had a senior or aging senior loved one that they felt or feel responsible for.
Okay, I get and the name now.
So, you know, everybody who's had an aging mother or father, you know, comes to that point in life where you really have to take that responsibility seriously. So we, as a team, looked at scientific research to determine exactly what you should do as a family to make sure that your senior loved one thrives as a senior. And we discovered an 80-year study authored by the Harvard Medical School.
Oh.
And that particular study, I don't need to go into 80 years of empirical data and medical research.
Yeah, because you have to explain what empirical is, first of all. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it gets a little geeky, but the conclusion of this 80-year study with millions and millions of man-hours of study and resources was stunning, and I mean absolutely stunning. It turns out that the single greatest indicator, or maybe we'll call it the greatest single factor for a senior to live a longer, happier life, turns out to be keeping them engaged with their family, their friends, and their community.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's not whether they drink alcohol. It's not whether they smoke. It's not even their genetics. And that shocked all of the scientists.
You know, that is staggering. That is really eye-opening.
And it turns out that seniors that stay engaged with their family, their friends, and their community actually live 10 to 20 years longer lifespans.
Interesting.
Than people who live alone or don't have a good support team.
You know, I've got my parents live in a community in Florida, as do a lot of older people. But they are very involved in their community. They have church family. They've got neighbors. And they're very, you know, I like this engagement because they're living proof of it. And I never thought about it before. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. And so with loved one, when we realized that engagement, or rather keeping your loved one engaged with family and friends, was so important, we started to create a series of three different subscription services based on a family's needs to keep those family members engaged with their senior, with their aging senior loved one.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, it's actually a subscription box that you can get either 3 times a year, 6 times a year, 12 times a year. It really depends on your family needs, as
mm-hmm.
I said.
Sure.
But it's not just a box of things. It's true that there are 10 to 12 items in each box, and these are significant items. They're useful items. They, in some cases, are healthful items. But most important, they're fun items. And every single item in the box is chosen for its potential to either promote or enhance engagement with their family, their friends, and their community.
And it would give you something to look forward to in the mail. I love that.
Yes. Yeah, that too. Everybody likes gifts.
Sure.
Even if everything in the box isn't a perfect match for every person, the idea is that we provide an engagement guide for the family members so they know what's in the box and they know what engagement opportunities are provided by those things in the box. So we give them a roadmap, so to speak. So it's very simple for family members when they call or when they visit, they know exactly what the opportunities that are going to be presented in the box for them to engage with their senior loved one. On a regular basis.
Can you give me an example? Pick one thing in one box and talk about the engagement guide and what it says about the item. Can you do that?
Okay, sure. Let me look at one of our past boxes here.
I like the hummingbird feeder, Joe.
Oh, a hummingbird feeder. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mary Pat likes that one.
And The hummingbird feeder, that was in a May box, which each spring. Of these boxes generally revolves around a holiday.
Okay.
So in May, it would be Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
And the idea is that, you know, we promote and we celebrate Mother's Day so that everybody in the family, their friends and their community that come in contact with them can, you know, pick something out of the box and engage with their loved one. So in this instance, last May, we had a hummingbird feeder, but it was a unique one. It's one that sits on a window. So anybody, whether they live in assisted living or they're still living at home, everybody has a window. They get to see it. It's a reminder every day, because one of the key things about using a hummingbird feeder is that once you start to provide that food, the birds actually create a dependence
on
having
it.
That food.
Yeah, kind of like children.
Yes, exactly. And you create this relationship with them where they become dependent on you, and so it gives you purpose. It gives you a reason for doing things. And the family, when they come over, if it's grandkids or whatever, they can go ahead and cook some hummingbird water, which requires you to quickly boil sugar and water to pasteurize it. That way it lasts longer.
I didn't know you did that. I thought it was just sugar water. You have to boil it?
Yes.
What?
If you don't, it will go bad very quickly, and it will become sour.
I'm so confused. So if you have a hummingbird feeder, you need to know that you have to put sugar and water together. Is it a certain ratio? I hope that came in the guide.
We tell you in the guide.
Yeah, okay, perfect,
exactly.
Great.
It's 4-1.
Okay, so four water, one sugar?
4 water, 1 sugar.
Otherwise, that'd be a pretty buzzed out bird.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, any measure that you want. You can, I usually use a regular 8-ounce glass of water.
Okay.
So I put 4 glasses of water and 1 glass of sugar, and you just bring it to just where it starts to boil, and you're done. And then you let it cool, and then you put it into the hummingbird feeder.
I love it. That's cool. Is that all that hummingbirds eat, sugar water?
No, they eat nectar from all kinds of different flowers and different kinds of fauna.
Well, you have piqued my interest. These boxes sound like they have really cool things in them. What? That's brilliant. And I can totally see the engagement of the hummingbird feeder. That's cool.
Well, I think the items are very well thought out.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, each of the items, we spend about a week each month, and we do this like 3 months in advance, and we go through a list of things. We kind of keep our eye on the internet for new gadgets that come out, but we always look to the item for what type of engagement, either enhancement or promotion. Games. We put different kinds of games. Some of them are old-time games.
Yeah.
Stuff that
they grew
people
up
would
with,
be
maybe.
Familiar
sure.
with earlier in life. We also do different types. As you probably know, nowadays there's a next generation of snacks. And a lot of seniors have a sweet tooth.
Sure.
Which is not a really good thing to have.
So what do you do, healthy, good snacks?
So what we do is we find the very best tasting, best for you health snacks, and we put those in the box. The idea is that either they might like it or they might know somebody that likes it. Either way, the idea in the engagement guide is to inquire and find out if they liked any of the new snacks that were in there. And if so, then how about when they go to visit next time, they go shopping, they get out, they go and visit a GNC or some other health food store, or even
shop.
A regular grocery store,
yeah.
and go into the snack
the
section,
market. Mm-hmm.
And then find maybe another type of good snack. But it gets them out, it gets them engaged with people. We remind them to talk to the person in that section of the grocery store or talk to the person behind the cash register, because every time they get engaged with somebody, it activates certain things in their brain, and helps them to stay engaged with other people and maybe create relationships. I know 1 month we actually put in Starbucks cards.
Oh, how fun. You're making them cool and hip, too.
Well, it's interesting. Starbucks, as a corporation, as a company, they require their employees to engage with customers.
Yeah, I
noticed
that.
Noticed.
I have, and sometimes it's annoying, but most of the time it's cool. We
it
don't
is
have
a little bit.
Yeah, Joe, we don't have
really
a lot of time left. I'm just telling you that. Yep. A couple more minutes. Joe Adams is with Loved One, and I'll let you get to your point. GiveLovedOne.com. The give and loved are spelled out. The one is a number one. GiveLovedOne.com. I want to be sure to get that in there. And then I'll let you finish your story as we close.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The Starbucks, for better or for worse, they actually create an opportunity for your senior loved one to learn a new person to be engaged with.
That's
because
great.
They will learn their name and they will ask how their day is going. And they, when you engage with them, they'll just keep going deeper and deeper, and they'll just talk about anything that you want,
that's
which
sweet.
Is a really positive thing for seniors.
Yeah, sweet.
And you know what, Julie? They are going to be on Lifestyle Indie TV on Tuesday evening.
Oh, great.
Yes, this coming Tuesday.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, and you can see it. And it's really interesting to hear some, they have a couple people at testimonials.
Oh, I love it.
That have done it with their father and so on and so forth.
So watch the TV show
I want to
Tuesday,
get that in there.
Yeah. WFYI 7:30. Joe Adams, oh my gosh, what a treat. We need to have you back. I feel like we didn't have enough time to cover everything. What a great idea. I love the engagement of the seniors, 10 years longer in their lives from a study that Harvard did for over 80 years. That's amazing. Thank you for being on Lifestyle Indy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
And you're listening to Freedom 95.